And while during our free time last night on the House floor, Lynn Aves and I were looking at, you know, did a closer reading of all the crim sex, because you and I met, and we realized, oh, what we intended was to not have such a broad net that we include the A. So we left out the A and B, but you know what? I hadn't read B closely enough, because it's B is age factor and position of authority over the complainant, and that is one of those factors that we do deem important. And so I asked Lynn Aves to rewrite this and only exclude A, because the position of authority, that is one of those factors that we want looked at. And so what we have here then is conviction of felon level crim sex conduct that includes the everything but A, with each of 3.342,
343, 344,
and
345. So we don't have it here, a copy of it, on the email.
No, because I just had it printed off and ran over here. So what would be nice is to figure out how we can get more copies made.
This.
Do we have copies of that, Justin? We have
pictures. You guys want to move down to the schedule class. So Katie, we're fine.
How can I get copies of all this? Because I just had it printed off this morning before I came here.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, we've got copies. Well, in an email that I sent to Representative Jackson last night, too, I thought more about this. And we had an incident happen with a chiropractor. We're dealing with chiropractors only. And the more we get into this, the more complicated it gets. And you realize, oh, we can take out this subdivision or this paragraph. And this is all legal stuff. We are healthcare people dealing with a health board licensing issue. And suddenly now I find us changing a broad stroke dealing to do with legal issues for all the licensing boards, and that is not what this bill is. We have not vetted this with all of those communities, and I guess this morning I'm thinking we need to pull back to the original idea of just dealing with the chiropractor board, and we could deal with this age piece, but I think we should really pull back from the standardizing it and have a real strong recommendation next year to the Judicial Committee to work in tandem with the Healthcare Committee and look at standardized practices across the licensing boards. Because that's what we're doing now, is we're completely changing all the standards. We don't have licensing boards at the tables. Then the doctors are still out here. Do we pull them in and standardize them? Or do we have, we say we want to standardize everybody except, and then you leave another board out there, and then we haven't even talked to the doctors about bringing them in. And I just don't think we should go there.
Don't the doctors have something?
The doctors do have something, but in fact, the doctors, it's much more restrictive. And what we saw from the House floor is any time you try to be less restrictive when there's, you know, a sex offense, good luck. Which is why we can certainly do that with chiropractors and restrict it to that.
My suggestion, I'm the vice chair of the Judiciary Committee on the Senate side, and actually I think Senator Harrison Ropes makes a really good point. I can't speak for Senator Wong because I haven't discussed this with her, but I'm just guessing that if we start doing a lot of in-depth things that would increase criminal penalties, that the Judiciary Committee would not be real happy if they haven't seen it.
Right. And actually, so, they're not increasing criminal penalties.
Well, that's true, but we are.
Well, we are.
We're broadening the scope of the increase that we're proposing. But my thought would be, how about if we pull back for this year to the original, but then also take out what the Senate did about this guilty plea thing, which I think is probably ill-advised, in my opinion, and call that sort of a compromise for this year between, you know.
And I recommend that somebody takes this up as a project next year and looks at standardization, because Kate mentioned that earlier. I think that is, it just makes a lot of sense. We're dealing with healthcare professionals here. Welcome, Senator Perry.
But I do think that we could include what
the age piece. Right.
Because then I think the Senate will have more comfort with the guilty plea coming out because they were worried about it being too broad in scope.
Right.
So that seems to me to be able to be something we could say how we address that issue was by limiting the application of this event.
Sure. And you know, I think it wasn't a Senator Latz who had concerns, and I had a conversation with him about it. And I said, well, can you on paper differentiate between a guilty plea because you're guilty or you're guilty of something even worse, and a guilty plea is some sort of a plea bargain where there's, you know, no adjudication or a stay or any of these other things that we do when we're doing a plea bargain. And he couldn't.
Right.
And so, well, the last thing we want to do is actually have a loophole.
Create a
loophole for people who plead guilty because they're guilty.
Yeah. So, Ms. Kevin, are you?
Yeah, Madam Chair, remember, I think you also with the age, that gets very difficult in how to go through those degrees and pick out exactly which ones you're talking about without also including maybe some ones that you don't intentionally want to, like the 50-year-old that is having sex with a 3-year-old.
Right.
You know, I mean, those paragraphs are very, you know, again, you know, this is all, you know, another committee, you know.
And this,
so
yeah, this is what Ms. Kavanaugh's point brings me back to. We have opened up this can of worms here with its all legalese stuff.
Yeah.
And the intent of this bill was not to start changing law or sorting through current criminal sexual assault offenses and consequences. It's just to deal with offending chiropractors and making sure the boards are going to take their license away. Now, if we want to keep that 10-year reeval in here, that was a concern you had, right, to bring back.
Well, because my experience on the House floor is that if we do a simple thing, which is just, you know, sort of mimicking the doctors, and the net is too broad, we have a hard time pulling it back to reality, because there is this knee-jerk, you know, string them up high kind of thing. And having had a situation with a constituent where he and his girlfriend, who are now both adults and engaged, were having premarital sex when they were teens, country school grades 7 through 12. And it's the classic story where nobody wants him prosecuted, but he's being prosecuted by someone looking tough on crime. And that's what we don't want to happen. And so I think A1 is good. Because it addresses position of authority when, yeah, so.
But you do have a 50-year-old and a 3-year-old in here. As you're exempting first degree paragraph A, which
yeah.
is the complaint is under 13 and the actor is more than 36 months. Doesn't, you know, older, so you could have a 50-year-old and a 3-year-old.
But that's that example of a 3-year-old should be in statute somewhere else. I mean, that's just
child abuse.
Well,
that's first degree sexual conduct. And that's where, or let's take, okay, you've got a 12-year-old and a 50-year-old. I mean, this is what they would be, there might
yeah.
be other things that they could be charged with, but this is one of them that they would be. And this might be.
Yeah.
Well, you could limit it to say.
Well, and
you know,
maybe in 342, we just want everybody caught up. Because if it's first degree, that's.
Well, if you look at third degree A, if you look at that, that's the complainant is under 13 years of age and the actor is no more than 36. And I think
yeah.
fourth degree A, you get the same thing. You get under, you know, one's, you know, penetration, one's contact is the difference between third and fourth. But paragraph B, if you look at that third and fourth, third degree, you get some more distinctions of the age difference, But on fourth degree, which is kind of weird, on paragraph B, they bring in the position of authority. So I'm thinking that maybe on third, there might have been an oversight on their part that they didn't bring in the position of authority in paragraph B. Third, you know, see this?
Yeah.
Like, you know. But I think the closest you get, if you've got paragraph A in third and fourth, you're getting at least
a
better,
yep,
you know, your.
So, in fact, with first degree, which is 3-4-2, it should be paragraphs A through...
It should be the whole thing. It
should be the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And the same as B, or on second degree, which the only difference is one's penetration and one's contact.
But now we're back to the full discussion of the entire... I mean, are you looking at this just for paragraph?
I think we should narrow our scope to chiropractors this year with strong recommendations that the legislature bring back bills next year to deal with a standardized set across all licensing boards. Because
and the licensing
boards
will know what's coming and they can talk about it.
Yeah, we would have to be reducing the restrictions on doctors. We haven't even talked to them about that.
Right.
We'd have to be increasing all sorts of restrictions on all the other boards, and we haven't talked to them about particulars, and we can say Senator Dill and other people have brought up the particular instances of some licensed people being supervised for 10 years and having no problems whatsoever. We don't want to be jumping to all these conclusions in a conference committee when we've had no public testimony and that sort of thing.
Madam Chair, I support the direction that it seems like we have a consensus over, and I've got an important committee meeting I need to go to right now.
Okay.
So do I need to stay?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To bring Senator Perry and Representative Abler up. Carolyn, do you want to? Senator Perry came in late, too. Why don't you update him?
Oh,
as well.
I was just going to say that we're just going back to chiropractors because we're getting into deep details that need to go through judiciary and be passed by further discussion of the licensing boards.
Yeah, I would disagree, Representative Lane, because judiciary is when we are affecting the criminal penalties, and we're not. We're just deciding which levels have that automatic, which levels are serious enough to get caught up in our net. And so I think, well, and by that I don't, you're correct that it should go back to judiciary, but perhaps only because of the civil part of it, not the criminal part. And so I guess on the House side it would be civil justice rather than public safety policy, except that they kind of have everything in judiciary, right? All criminal and civil. I'm happy with restricting it just to chiropractors because even my attempt at vetting didn't get to enough people. When I found out that my letter to the executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the National Association of Social Work didn't get disseminated, that told me that folks didn't know. And now they do, and now they can take it back to their organizations and their boards and their licensing people and chew on it all summer, and we can do something broader. My concern is if this is too much like the physicians, we'll never get it less restrictive. We can only get it more restrictive because of the politics of the House. Yeah.
I don't think we should try for the doctors too.
Right.
No.
Right.
I think we should just leave them all.
We haven't even had a discussion with them, so I don't even want to bring them in, change their world, without having them at the table. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Senator Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of went really broad, and now we're back to where the bill is. And
I just got I'm just trying to reread it, but an email from the former wife of what created this whole. And her concern was this tenure. If a person comes back to try to be relicensed,
in this 10-year period, it opens up all the wounds again to those that were the victims of this. And so she was just concerned that we really took a long, hard look at this relicensing after 10 years or opening up those wounds again. And I think it's probably due a little bit to her trying to protect her family and stuff. So.
And I don't know that the original victims get brought into that. I think they're looking at the 10-year period after they've served their sentence and after they finish their parole and probation and everything else, and they're done. I mean, they're now a citizen. But they have 10 years, and it's during that 10-year period that they're looking back to see how their behavior's been, if there's been any other complaints. And they have to prove that they're even in a position for the board to reconsider them.
And
if they're going back to the
right.
Original families and bringing them in to testify.
And with a rebuttable presumption that they are not fit for relicensing that they have to overcome.
They
so you don't just go in to show you're a good guy. You have to go in and rebut a presumption that you are not suitable. And so all that being done, that's a pretty good threshold.
And that does get to, I know it's probably a very difficult emotional time for this former spouse to be in. But it does give some time for the person that's had maybe a one-time incident to say, boy, you know, I really screwed up and back on the straight and narrow and be able to get a job and be productive. And at that time, the board might say, well, you're going to have supervision for the rest of your life, and you're going to have to hire somebody in your staff to be in with you anytime you're in with a patient. And they can come up with all sorts of restrictions. Yes, Representative.
Yeah, sorry, I was late. It's my third time. This committee appointments. Just out of the car. Interesting. So I missed part of the dialogue. Just to catch up, is this, we talked about this version last night. It seems like if there's ever going to be a thoughtful discussion about it, it's going to be in this room and not in a larger setting, just because of all the governor candidates and whoever else that are running around. I think that this has probably been the most thoughtful dialogue of this topic that I've ever been a part of in my 12 years. 2005, just gets to be an advisor. So, I didn't get the sense of the Senate. Did the Senate, are they favorable to this treatment and the amendment for whatever group we decide to bring?
Yeah, I think so. We tend to take the long view of things.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I think you're on the right track. And since you talked about including or excluding other groups, I know last time we talked about it, and I think if we do this for one, I think this becomes the model for the other ones. We can direct them to go and look into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's not all bad, but I think I see Dr. Spicer is here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they talk amongst themselves. Do you mind if I take a little testimony?
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, Dr. Spicer, welcome back. And you were out of town last time we had you.
Yes, on that suit was involved.
I have two questions. Can you answer two questions? Your view of the draft of the A1 amendment as it relates to the chiropractic board's view, and also the conversations you had with your peers about their inclusion or exclusion in this kind of language?
Madam Chair, Representative Aber, I'm sorry, it sounded to me like the first question was similar to the second question.
Well, actually, no, what does the chiropractic board think about the language that's in front of you in the A1 amendment?
Well, the language just came in front of me about 10 minutes ago, so it's really hard for me to respond to that. I see nothing in here that's particularly concerning to me. I do see some new stuff that of course I've not had an opportunity to give some thought to. It's frankly easier to respond to your second question because, as you said earlier, we have spoken amongst ourselves on a number of occasions, even as recently as yesterday. The executive directors all have a monthly meeting on subjects that are common to all of us, and this came up during the course of that conversation, and I did take the pulse of everybody that was in the room, and there were then and have not before been any objections to establishing this approach to all the licensing boards. In fact, it seemed like there was actually interest in that. So there's been no formal position taken on it or formal vote, but the consensus, from what I can understand, and I believe that Kate Zacher-Pate would agree with that, that everybody was pretty much in agreement with the bill. Applying to everybody. Applying to all boards.
Mm-hmm. Well, Madam Chair and Doctor, thank you. I think that's really interesting, and it should give us some reassurance that we probably having a conversation is heading in the right direction. I still would say, though, for this year, I think we should stay focused on the chiropractors with strong recommendations that the legislature looks at next year, because I really am a strong believer in the stakeholder approach. I want everyone who something's going to be affected by to be at the table and to be able to participate. And without having really it vetted by all the other boards and professional associations, I would like to say, great, looks like they're encouraging us to go in that direction. And thank you, House members, for bringing that up. And let's do that next year.
So I think where we are at now is a little bit of a hybrid, so that we go back to the original Senate version that includes only the practice of chiropractic, and that the felony level crim sex conduct offenses are all of first degree, all of second degree, and those third and fourth that are not just age related with two youthful people. So I think what we have then is we'll define the felony level as Section 609, all of 342, all of 343, 344 sub 1 C through O, and 345 sub 1 B through O. And maybe we get that into a draft form. What's that?
All you have to do is change a B in it.
Yeah, right. And then really you can just strike, because that's all there is A through, we can really just say all of 342, because that's first degree. And yeah. So all of, because once you expand it to A, it's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll withdraw the Senate piece on the plea of guilty.
Okay.
Or restore yep. that, put that back in, I guess.
That's in 116.
Right. Right, so 1.16, we would say it includes a plea of guilty, verdict of guilty, finding of guilty.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm Bob Tracy with Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And we appreciate the effort to create compromise here, and that's important, but did at least want to have the opportunity to put on record that we're concerned about exempting felonies, even those based upon age. The notion being that especially for those age-based felonies, if there is a conviction, that does indicate that something fairly serious has happened. To achieve a conviction on those age-based felonies is quite a high bar. So our concern, and I know that we expressed this to you in communication earlier, was that there would not be an exemption of any sexual assault felony from this, particularly as you put into place your 10-year look-back option and the opportunity to recover from that. So while I appreciate the direction you're going in terms of a compromise, I did want to at least reinforce that at least from the perspective of the sexual violence community, we would not be supporting.
Madam Chair, again, this just goes back to how complicated it is when you don't get the stakeholders around the table. I appreciate that very much. Just when we think we're brilliant, we got everything figured out. There's another perspective that I haven't been on the table that we need to remember.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Yes.
Madam, sorry.
Yes, Representative.
It's like a meeting now. The just left the crime conference committee was our Senator Lash and Senator Moi. And Senator Deal has a, there's a Senate position on extending the consensual, the 2 to 3 year part on the age piece, which I don't know how that's fair at the end of the day who will sign it or not, but that's kind of the reason that this was kept out. I think if there was a 3 or 4 year a number there, I would have been persuaded in the dialogue that there's some merit in trying to fix that. And Senator Bill's done a great deal of work in that testimony about just inverting, they married the girl and still there, he's a sex offender, which is bizarre to me. And that's not, and the, nobody would agree that's a good idea. And so I think that's the consensus there. That's, I think, part of why this was done for the time being. And to Mr. Tracy's concerns, I share them. It's easy in the future to fix that. It's impossible to ever undo that this piece. If we don't put this in now, we'll never be given a chance to play. And maybe as part of a future work, getting the 24 to 36 months, we need to add back pieces like this that have been carved out, and that helps pass the exception for those who have the deal with concern. So just a thought.
Thank you, Representative. And yes, the email from Minkowski was very thoughtful, and I understand that point, and I don't disagree. And I was thinking about more complexity, where if it is age only, what we consider statutory, do we have some sort of factual inquiry? And then I realized we're adding layers and layers and layers, and that I truly believe that it will not be hard to be more restrictive. It'll be impossible to be less. And so from here, knowing that these other health care provider groups will be looking at it, that perhaps Minkasa can get together and they can figure out a great way to define this so that we get a safety net without including people that we definitely don't want to include here.
Looks like we have some reaction.
You might share.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Supreme Court just struck down Palmadie's on the hub.
Yeah.
Really? Are they giving relief?
So we're going to have time to figure this out.
Yes, we will. Well, it depends. Struck down and just said, sin no more, or we're going to reverse them all.
I how we communicate these days.
I know.
Words.
I really want to know if relief is going to be given
exceeded
to...
Exceeded authority, so that was the argument that would knock them all down. I mean...
If there was going to be relief rather than just declaratory judgment, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I just...
Madam Chair, just
yes.
Back to our
okay.
Point of hand here. I just remind all the members of our conference committee as well as the public, this is a rare phenomenon anyway.
Yeah.
And so the exceptions we're worried about, those one out of all the members of all the professions over a career would be the exceptions that we would know.
Yeah.
And so I think it's worthwhile exceptions for people from tomorrow. I think we've got it.
Okay, then, as I understand it, we are looking at our A1 amendment and further restricting it by including all first degree, all second degree, and only leaving out the age only in third and fourth degree. The rest is fine. We're including a plea of guilty and the 10-year and the rebuttable presumption. Is that where we can all live with that? Okay.
The only change is to put back practice of chiropractic?
Yes.
And in terms of the amendments you're working on, would it be, I think it would be valuable to give an instruction to the other boards to convene themselves and come back with a report by December 15th or some such date. And then our staff could assemble that. I think that would show that for the amount now that that'll carry the will of the will of the House, and then intention of the Senate to thoughtfully include them. And yet, that will be carried. Who knows what happens?
Okay. I will have this language put together and disseminated. And if people feel a need, if they feel it does not reflect what they understood happened here, we can get back together again. But if that not be the case, maybe we can just sign off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else, since we have you all here, want to weigh in?
And Madam Chair, I think that given that method, I think just out of respect to the chiropractic board, which is new to this language, and so if there's a need to dialogue further, we can either do it internally. I think that I'll be an obvious liaison to that.
Okay, great.
And that respects it, and we still have to move it.
Soon,
yeah. Look at this.
Mr. Holton.
As you know, take the position of supporting this legislation from the get-go and hoped to, you know, make it healthcare industry-wide, which is obviously not going to happen now, but I'm confident it will happen later.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of taking care of my people, I guess I would just ask that as this is presented, the final product, that it's like a PR problem that we have here, because only us is going to be named, and that can create connotations that shouldn't be there. And I leave it in your hands as you present this to tell people that, you know, we were enthusiastic and supportive of this. And,
yes,
you know,
and taking the lead.
Yeah.
Taking the lead and setting a standard for the other healthcare professionals to follow.
That would be helpful.
Madam mm-hmm. Chair, on the Senate side, we were very clear to say that chiropractors want the same high standards as
physicians,
medical,
because they are
doctors. Medical
doctors,
osteopaths, and I think also under that board are midwives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're medical professionals, the license to practice is a privilege, and they want the same high standards as medical doctors.
Are these the same standards as medical doctors?
No, they're heading that direction. They're more restrictive than they were when we started.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not at the same standards right now, but they're tougher standards.
And I'm thinking, what I'm hearing from Mr. Holton is that as we discuss it, it's not so much saying the chiropractors are moving in the direction of the doctors, so much as the chiropractors are leading the other healthcare licensing boards.
But really, similar to the physicians, just the physicians have a very, you know, like black, white, bright line forever, no, without the thoughtful, I think the thoughtful exceptions that we are building in. But it's certainly a very similar treatment of felony offenders.
Well, I would actually encourage to not even mention the medical.
Okay.
They're done.
Out,
they are satisfied. They're done. Leave them out. The discussion is we are taking care of this problem in the licensing boards, starting with the chiropractor, setting a standard that we will then expand to other licensing boards
mm-hmm.
In the future.
Great.
And still, if they would like to, they could enter into dialogues and attempt to amend their part as well.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, they feel welcome to engage in that. And their outcomes depends a lot on.
I really appreciate Senator Erickson Rope's leadership and being, as much as we like to fix as much as we can, it is true that this began as the chiropractors taking the lead, and I think it's very wise to allow the other stakeholders and the other healthcare professionals to give them time and be on board earlier. Great. Well, with that, our committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. It's very
much.